National Transportation Safety Board members are in Graniteville, South Carolina, investigating a train accident and chemical spill that killed at least 8 people. A Norfolk Southern freight train derailed early yesterday morning after hitting a second train that was parked on the tracks. Thousands were evacuated after chlorine gas escaped from one of the cars. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
In the small city of Graniteville, the railroad tracks run right alongside Main Street. People in town are used to hearing freight trains at all hours of the day and night. But early yesterday, 74-year-old Anna Edwards and her daughter Linda Price heard something they knew wasn't right.
I don't know, he just went off like a bomb. And I asked Lauren, I said, what in the world is that?
We thought it was the train backing up, but it was, I've never seen nothing like it.
What Edwards and Price heard was the violent crash of two trains, one of them carrying 42 cars. 14 of those cars derailed, including 4 containing dangerous chemicals. A cloud of chlorine gas escaped and enveloped the small town in doses high enough to be deadly. Price felt the chemicals' effects in her eyes.
It was like a light burning, and it was like the sore throat type. And the sensations are still there a little bit in the throat, but my eyes feel a whole lot better.
Last night, more than 12 hours after the crash, searchers still were finding victims. One of the train engineers was killed by the impact, but most of the dead were townsfolk overcome by fumes. The body of an elderly man was found in a nearby home. A truck driver was discovered dead in his truck. Several of the victims were at a textile mill alongside the railroad. Few observers are being allowed near the crash, but South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford flew over it yesterday.
What you saw was a wreck and, frankly, a very quiet zone around it. But what was interesting in talking to law enforcement communities is the fact that from the air they've seen dead dogs, they've seen dead fish, they've seen a variety of other living things that had been killed as a result of what's happened at this crash site.
Investigators say it may be months before they know what caused the wreck. But they say the long train apparently veered onto the wrong track. Instead of going straight on the main track through Graniteville, it somehow ended up on a side track where the shorter train was parked. National Transportation Safety Board member Debbie Hersman is investigating whether a manual switch near the crash site was in the wrong position.
We will look to see if anybody might have tampered with the switch. We will look to see if anybody else was involved with operating the switch. At this time, we don't believe the striking train crew did anything to the switch, but we don't know.
Are you okay, ma'am?
Yeah, I'm good.
You gonna help her?
No.
Okay.
The chlorine spill forced more than 5,000 people to evacuate their homes, almost Graniteville's entire population. Many were bused to Red Cross shelters in the nearby city of Aiken. There, firefighters herded them into decontamination tents to shower chemical residue off their skin.
I will take watches, jewelry, put it in a bag, and I will hand it to you when you come out the other end. Everything else you are wearing is contaminated, and it's going to be destroyed.
Monica Cheney emerged from the tent with her 2 children, shivering and dressed in sheets and towels.
It was like a cold shower, and they walk you through 2 or 3 times. And my kids had on nice clothes, and we just lost it all. So. But it's better to have life.
Emergency workers don't know yet when people can return home to Graniteville. First, crews have to seal the leaking tanker cars and remove the remaining chemicals. Today, workers hope to search the so-called hot zone, the area within 1,000 feet of the crash site that so far has been too dangerous to enter. There, they fear they may find more victims. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Aiken, South Carolina.